I have always liked doing people's hair. Since I was about the age of 3, I used to sit at home and practice on my Barbie doll's hair. I think I have a natural talent for it. It just comes naturally to me, and I find it easier working with my hands than doing a job in an office, being on the computer all day. You learn a lot, really. There is more to it than just doing people's hair. You have to know hair sections, and you learn about the 3 parts of the hair, which are the cortex, the medulla, and the cuticle. We also learn about different face shapes so we can cut their hair to suit their face shapes. And of course, we learn different cutting techniques and colouring. But we also have to learn about the skin. Before I dye someone's hair, I have to do a skin test on his or her arm or behind the ear to see if the skin reacts with the colour. I sit and practice whenever I have time. I put my block up and practice on her. It takes a lot of practice to get good at this. The first time I tried to cut hair on my own, it was a total disaster, but I'm getting better. The one I coloured came out perfect, and the one I'm cutting today has gone well so far. The most challenging part is getting the guidelines straight. It can be really difficult, especially if you got shaky hands. If you are cutting someone's hair and the guideline isn't straight, the whole hairstyle is going to be messed up and uneven, and not like the client wants it.